The plasma fire had stopped. The humans stopped shooting too. The station went dark. The gunfire echoed. Faded. Hawser tried to stand up, but somebody seemed to have removed the bones from his legs.
Anybody?
Yarsin began. Fire cascaded around Wobslin and Dorolo, lancing out from the lower deck of the last carriage. Dorolo screamed and fell. Hand spasming, a gun blasted wildly over the cavern roof. Wobslin rolled along the ground, shooting back at the Adirans. Yalson and Nysin joined in. The carriage's skin buckled and burst under the fusillade. Dorolo lay on the platform, moving spasmodically, moaning. More shots came from the front of the train, bursting around the tunnel entrances. Then something moved midway up the rear carriage, near the rear actress gantry. An Adiran ran from a carriage door and along the middle ramp. He levelled a gun and fired down, first at Dorolo where she lay on the ground, then at Wobslin, lying near the side of the train. Dorolo's suit was blown, tumbling and burning across the black floor of the station. Wobslin's gun arm was hit. Then Yalson's shots found the Adiran, scattering fire across his suit, the structure of the gantry and the side of the train. The ramp supports gave way before the Adiran's armoured suit, softening and disintegrating under the stream of fire. The gantry tubing sagged and collapsed, sending the top platform of the ramp crashing down, trapping the Adiran warrior underneath the smoking wreckage. Wobslin cursed and shot one-handed at the nose of the train, where the second Adiran was still firing. Hawser lay against the wall, his ears roaring, his skin cold and sweat-slicked. He felt numb, dissociated. He wanted to take his helmet off and gasp at some fresh air, but knew he shouldn't. Even though the helmet was damaged, it would still protect him if he was shot again. He compromised by opening the visor. Sound assaulted his ears. Shockwaves thrummed at his chest. Yalson looked back at him, motioned him further back down the tunnel as shots smacked into the floor near him. He stood, but fell, blacking out briefly. The Adiran at the front of the train stopped firing for a moment. Yalson took the opportunity to look back at Hawser again. He lay on the tunnel floor behind her, moving weakly. She looked out to where Dorolo lay, her suit ripped and smouldering. Nysin was almost out of his tunnel, firing long bursts down the station, scattering explosions all over the nose of the train. The air boomed with a rasping noise of his gun, ebbing and flowing through the cavern and accompanied by a pulsing wave of light that seemed to reach back from where the bullets struck and detonated. Yalson was aware of somebody shouting, a woman's voice yelling, but you could hardly hear over the noise of Nysin's gun. Plasma bolts came singing down the platform from the front of the train again, from high up near the forward access ramps. She returned fire. Nysin poured shots in the same direction, paused. "In stop!" the voice shouted in Yalson's ears. It was Balveda. "There's something wrong with your gun. It'll..." The culture agent's voice was drowned by the noise of Nysin firing again. "Crash!" Yalson heard Balveda scream despairingly, then a line of light and sound seemed to fill the station from one end to the other, ending at Nysin. The bright stalk of noise and flame blossomed into an explosion Yalson felt through her suit. Bits of Nysin's gun were scattered across the platform. The man was thrown back against the wall. He fell to the ground and lay still.
"Motherfucker!"
Yalson heard herself say, and she started running up the platform, enfilading the front of the train, trying to widen the angle of fire. Shots dipped to meet her, then cut out. There was a pause while she still ran and fired, then the second Adiran appeared on the top level of the distant access ramp, holding a pistol in both hands. He ignored both her and Wobslin's fire and shot straight across the breadth of the cavern at the mind. The silvery ellipsoid started to move, heading for the far foot tunnel. The first shot seemed to go right through it, as did a second. A third bolt made it vanish completely, leaving only a tiny puff of smoke where it had been. The Adiran's suit glittered as Yalson and Wobslin's shots struck home. The warrior staggered. He turned as though to start firing down at them again, just as the armoured suit gave way. He was blown back and across the gantry, one arm disappearing in a cloud of flame and smoke. He fell over the edge of the ramp and crashed down to the middle level, the suit burning brightly, one leg snagging over the guardrails on the middle ramp. The plasma pistol was blown from his hand. Other shots tore at the wide helm, fracturing the blackened visor. He hung, limp and burning and pummeled with laser fire for a few more seconds. Then the leg caught on the guardrail gave way, snapping cleanly off and falling to the station floor. The Adiran slid, crumpling to the deck of the ramp. Hawser listened, his ears still ringing. After a while it was quiet. Acrid smoke stung his nose. Fumes of burned plastic, molten metal, roasted meat. He had been unconscious, then woken to see Yalcin running up the platform. He had tried to give her covering fire, but his hands shook too much, and he hadn't been able to get the gun to work. Now everybody had stopped firing, and it was very quiet. He got up and walked unsteadily into the station, where smoke rose from the battered train. Wobslin knelt by Dorolo's side, trying with one hand to undo one of the woman's gloves. Her suit still smouldered. The helmet visor was smeared red, covered with blood on the inside, hiding her face.